We can't thank you enough for your help over the last year, Brax added, stepping up to offer his own hand. Cash had turned his skills at espionage and hacking toward helping the three of them uncover who was behind a long string of harassment that had threatened the bakery and each of the women the bakers had fallen for. It had been a small thing in the scope of the sort of operations he ran most of the time. Happy to help.
Halt! Jonah shouted. Get out here!
The door that separated the kitchen from the front swung open, and Holt's familiar figure strode through. His smile spread wide at the sight of Cash. Unlike his partners, he didn't stop with just a handshake, pulling Cash in for a back-thumping hug. The box in Cash's pocket weighed on him like lead. For just a fleeting moment, he considered blurting it all out, but just in case Holt elected to deck him, he really didn't want that reputation for his friend's business. He'd sit on it until he could talk to Holt alone.
Well, you said I should come down and visit. I thought I'd surprise you.
About time. Holt glanced back at the kitchen.
Listen, I'm on deadline. I've got a cake I have to stay after closing to finish. How long are you in town?
Not sure. For the night, at least. He didn't know how long this was going to take. His team was taking care of things while he was gone, and he had his laptop to tackle anything that came up in the meantime.
Do you have somewhere to stay? Jonah asked. The Misfit Inn is the best place in town. Rachel's their new in-house baker.
Pride in his fiancé shone in every word.
I'll be sure to stop by and see if I can get a room.
Fantastic. And you'll come to dinner tonight, Holt insisted.
Is that going to be okay with Kayla? Do you really want to surprise your wife with a dinner guest?
Holt waved his concern away.
It'll be fine.
God, Cash hoped so. He figured if he waited until they got to the house around Holt's wife and daughter, maybe he'd be less inclined to commit violence. If everything went smoothly, he could be back on the road tomorrow to go fix things with his woman.
All right, then. Dinner it is.
Hadley Steele hated being wrong. She hated admitting it even more. But she'd been taught by her mule-headed big brother to own up to her mistakes. If she'd chosen to do that in her own way, on her own terms, rather than accepting any of Cash's calls, well, all three of them knew she was the most stubborn of their trio. So she'd gotten on the road at an entirely unreasonable hour this morning to drive down to Tennessee and talk to Holt herself. What was it about brothers and their friends when it came to little sisters? That protectiveness made sense when she'd been young. She had plenty of choice arguments to make about the subject, and she was prepared to deliver them at top volume if necessary. She just hoped she got to him before Cash did. Obstinate, honorable, sexy man. Was it any wonder she was totally gone over him? Not wanting to confront Holt at work, she'd timed her arrival, hoping to catch him at home. She knew that most days he picked up his adopted daughter Maddie from school when he finished up at the bakery. With luck, they'd be smack dab in the middle of snack time and homework. Was she hoping her niece would be an inadvertent buffer? Yes. Hadley knew how to work her brother, and she wasn't above taking every potential advantage she could to minimize the inevitable explosion. Pulling up to the curb several houses down from the little bungalow her brother called home, she took a moment to wipe damp palms on her jeans. It would be fine. Holt would probably be upset to start for all the reasons Cash had outlined yesterday morning. He was likely to see their subterfuge as a betrayal. She didn't think her reasons for not telling him were bad ones, but Cash had a point about not wanting to sneak around for the long haul, which implied he also believed there would be a long haul. She wanted that more than she could admit, so no matter what Holt thought about it, she'd make him see reason. She absolutely would not allow him to end his friendship with Cash over this, not when she knew how much that relationship meant to Cash.